I want to prove that people with Down syndrome can do anything. That's Lily Harper's mission. She's an award-winning actor from Palmerston North who's starring in Up Down Girl, directed by her friend Nathan Mudge. They've adapted it from British writer Sue Shield's play Up Down Boy. Lily's version tells the story of 19-year-old Matty as she prepares to move out of home for the first time. The Best Emerging Actor at last year's Central Regional Theatre Awards dreams of touring the play around the country and is starting with Wellington. Ultimately, Lily wants the cast of Shortland Street to come see it, not only as a devoted fan of the TV series, but because it was a hurtful scene from the show that made her determined to challenge stereotypes surrounding the condition.
One particular storyline around it, it was when Zoe's character, who is sister to Kate Nathan, and went to Chris saying, "Hey, I've got a baby with disabilities," and Chris Warner said about having an abortion, and that made me feel uncomfortable, and that's why I went to Nathan, and I said to Nathan, "Is there any other shows or other movies with disabilities?" I couldn't think of any, so that's when I loved doing the script with Nathan of doing Uptown Girl.
So did you find the script?
Yeah. I was just looking online for other theatre plays that had people with Down syndrome in them, and there aren't a lot. Lily had come up to me and she told me about the situation that she'd seen on television, and it had made her quite sad because she watches Shortland Street every single night. And so I went away, found Up Down Girl, and we read it together, and we got excited about the potential of it being a response to this incident on Shortland Street, because it showed what it was like for a mother raising a child with Down syndrome, which was the perspective that we weren't getting on the television show. And so, when we read that, it was really exciting, and we said, let's do this, and we've adapted it so that Lily gets to inform the piece more in her own experiences, and she's... The original was Mum telling this story, and it still is Mum telling the story, but now Lily helps Mum do that, and she does that through dance and through song and through shadow play and things like that. It's really, really nice and charming to watch.
Lily, when you first read the play with Nathan, did it ring true to you?
Yes, it did. It was really magical. When Nathan asked me to do Uptown Girl, I said, "Hey, yes, this is me. I really want to do a show so people what I'm capable of." And to me, it felt really good for the first time. And then when he mentioned about, "Hey, we might be doing this in Wellington," I said, "Yes, so I can show everybody else what I'm made of."
So there's lots of you in this.
Yes. The show is really amazing. Trudy Pearson is my mum in the show. Me and her have this really cool connection together because she's not my real mum, but she's my mum in the show, so you have to have that trust between the daughter and the mother. It feels really good.
I know there's lots of hopes here for Up Down Girl, Lily, to show the world what you can do, to show them what a brilliant actress you are, but also hopefully, I guess, to get some conversations going, you know, and to change perceptions, hey? Misconceptions.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, there's a stigma attached to what it means to raise someone with Down syndrome, and I think that in that storyline on Shortland Street, they kind of perpetuated that stigma and without showing the other side. They'd never had a character raise someone with Down syndrome and show that it can actually be a really positive experience, and that there is a lot that people with Down syndrome bring to this world and a lot that we can learn from them, and we don't see that. And so having a show like Up Down Girl and other work that features people with Down syndrome and is about them, we can break that stigma down. And so I guess that's kind of where we're starting with this, is that we want to give people the opportunity to see the positive side of this experience. Someone came to the original season, and I'm not sure of the specific circumstances, but she found out after giving birth that her child had Down syndrome. And so not being able to prepare for that, but only having these misconceptions of what that involves to inform what life was going to be for her. She came and saw the show and she was blown away to see someone like Lily on stage and see she's just like anyone else. She's just as talented as anyone else. She can do what anyone else can do. It just so happens that she has Down syndrome. And so that small moment there, we're hoping for many more of those by bringing the story to as many people as possible.
A play like this, I think one of the other things that it does is that I imagine that sometimes it's easy to feel invisible. If people feel uncomfortable and they look away or they shuffle away, you know what I mean? But when you're on stage and you've got the spotlight on you and you're centre stage and everyone is looking directly at you, not around you, that must be really important to you.
Yes, it is. Because some people that I do know who judge people saying, hey, they have Down syndrome, they can't do this, they can't do that. Well, they don't have all the facts, do they? When people are looking at you in town saying, hey, you're retarded, sometimes I respond to them saying, you have no clue what you're talking about. We are the same thing people as you. We have special things about us. But when we're on stage and the people are looking at you, it's like they're not criticising you. They believe that you have talent. And that is what I'm showing them to Wellington.
So you still get language like that used, Lily, in this day and age, do you?
Well, sometimes, yes. When I'm catching the bus, like out there in the public, and sometimes they would say it, but not often now. But they used to, and that put my feelings and my friend Georgia, and I stand up to those bullies because I was protecting Georgia when I was with her last. And when I was doing this play of Uptown Girl, I thought maybe they'll think different.
So when you're standing there in the applause, that must be amazing, eh, at the end of the production?
Yes, it feels really, really, really cool. And it makes me feel special inside that they know that this person is really cool. And one kid will say, one day I want to be like her mum. And that makes me feel really good inside.
What does the future, Lily, hold for you? I mean, this has been your dream, isn't it, to be a professional actor? Bringing it to Wellington is a huge step for you. I know you'd like to tour around the country. Is this your future on stage?
Yes, it is.
Full stop. Yes, it is.
Now, what about more plays? Because you went in search of this one, Nathan. Mm. Is the next step also to write and develop your own plays?
It's entirely up to Lily what she wants to do. I'd like to see more plays that are written by people with Down syndrome. And so that would involve changing the way that we develop theatre to ensure that we can get their stories told to. Uptown Girl is written by the mother of someone with Down syndrome, and it's not us trying to speak for people with Down syndrome, it's trying to speak for families with Down syndrome in response to this storyline on Shortland Street. I think the next step is to have their stories on stage. Let's work out how to develop plays and scripts with people who have Down syndrome so that these stories become even more authentic.
Oh, Lily, I like the sound of that. That's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I also have this really cool future for me that I really wanted to do of acting. And I was just thinking, if I had a character on Shortland Street, who would I be? And I thought to myself that I could be a Warner. No, that would be a really cool plotline.
You love Shortland Street, Lyle. In spite of everything, eh? It means so much to her, that Shortland Street. And so... yeah, it's just trying to find those opportunities so that they can be on that show, or that at least when they're watching, that they're being considered with the storylines that are being put on out about them.
You just got to get Chris Warner to your production when you get it to Auckland, I reckon. Lee.
Absolutely, yeah.
definitely.
My money's on you, Lily. I don't think there's anything you can't do. Nathan, I see two in the Wellington performance, and I'm not at all surprised. You've got an audio-described performance. You've got a relaxed performance for people with sensory disorders. I mean, this is the way of the future, isn't it? We're talking about being inclusive.
Yeah.
This is the way that theatres need to think.
Yeah.
Hey.
Absolutely. That was always a given when we started this project, was that if we're going to do a story about a person with a disability, then we needed to ensure that, at least for Lily's sake, that all of her friends could come and see it too. And there isn't a lot of theatre that does that, but I think that when you budget it from the outset, when you make that priority, that we're going to serve every single person that's in this public theatre is meant to be for everyone, then... you know, you serve people with disabilities, and then you serve everyone. If you're only serving able-bodied people, then all those people get excluded. And so, yeah, I mean, it's just planning that from the outset, really, and that's the intention. I guess it just came innately to this project because it's Lily, and also because I've worked with Lily and her peers for a very long time, and I see how much they love theatre and how much they want to enjoy that. And theatre's helped me personally in my life, and so I think that everybody should have the opportunity to engage and participate in it.
Nathan Mudge and Lily Harper. Updown Girl opens at Wellington Circa Theatre on the 20th of April, and we have a gallery of photographs from the play on our webpage. Go and check it out, rnz.co.nz/standingroomonly. Now, Chris has sent us a photograph of their 17-year-old daughter who's playing the lead role of Fiona in Shrek Jr. at 5 sold-out shows at the Belmont Rose Centre this weekend. Like your guest, she too has Down syndrome. Thank you, Chris. Also hearing about your favourite court theatre productions, Catherine from Christchurch says in a text, as a young newlywed into Canterbury, I well recall the excitement coming in from Rangiora at the beginning of the theatre at Provincial Chambers. Stage extended to the feet of those with front row seats, sides included. Well done surviving and providing quality entertainment over a rocky 50 years. And Peter's emailed to say he had a business at the Arts Centre during the 1980s and still has the court theatre plays Little Shop of Horrors and Rookery Nook and Educating Rita programmes. Stuart Deviney, he says, was fabulous. Love hearing from you. Thank you. Text us 2101 or email standingroomonly@rnz.co.nz. It's 18 minutes to 2 now. What's on the back of a painting can tell a story as fascinating as what's on the front. There are not only the obvious signatures and labels, but all kinds of other tantalising clues. Three New Zealand art conservators have gathered more than 30 of their favourite paintings about what's on the back and even what the back's made from, where they've sold or posed mysteries. These rearview stories are collected in a new book, The Back of the Painting, by Linda Waters from Te Papa, Sarah Hillary, who's based at Auckland Art Gallery, and Jenny Sherman, who's at the Dunedin Public Art Gallery. If you can, take a look at the photo gallery for this story. It's ravishingly beautiful. rnz.co.nz/standingroomonly.